It is the Nintendo Powercast, episode 363. Crawler's coming at us like up close and personal. What's up, dude?
Coming really at you. Crawler coming at you. How's it going?
Cheesy, what's up, man?
What's going on, Cheese Curds? I was laughing at John Ebo at the start of the show because he was like fixing his hair, but I think he forgets that he just has a hat on all the time. And he thinks that's hair. He was like just checking the brim.
Phantom hair. You know? It's phantom hair.
Yeah.
And Johnny Bo, what's up?
I'm ready for some hot takes. My hot takes. Today.
Ready for I your got hot a lot. Takes. Oh, good. 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 All right. Well, hey, before we get started, we just want to say, hey, come on over to the Discord. Come hang out. N64Josh.com/Discord. It's always a good time over there. And lots of new people joining all the time. And lots of people playing Smash, which if you're watching this on YouTube, you're seeing some Smash B-roll right now of Crawler and Johnny and myself. One day we'll get Cheesy in here with his Inkling main. We'll see how it goes.
I'm pretty sure right? I won all these matches. That's what I remember.
Yeah,
it could three be. Stock. I think I three stocked you at least once.
I don't remember.
I don't know which one this was. Which one? Oh yeah, this might be
that's
the one.
Ever, no, that's never happened. So like, no.
Oh, there you got me. John, or, Cheesy, do you main Inkling?
When I play, sure, but I'm terrible at Smash. So that's what the people really want to see. They don't want to see like professionals being good at it. They want to see a fool that has no idea what he's doing. And
that's why I'm here.
Well, you said that you won, so that's clearly not true. Like they need someone who's worse.
We got to put Cheesy through the cheese grater, if you will. That was for you,
wow.
Cheesy.
Wow,
I liked it.
And make you run the gauntlet with all three of us in Smash. It'd be pretty fun, I think, just to see how it goes. So, we have something kind of fun planned. I got to give a shout out to Servant Gamer 117. He's like, hey. June 4th should be N64 Josh Day. And I was like, you know what? That's actually a really good idea. So on June 4th, here's what we're going to do. Either if you've been in the community for a long time and you've got some fun memories to share, I mean, we've been doing this for over 5 years now, create a TikTok or an Instagram reel, whatever, and use the hashtag N64 Josh Day.
Or YouTube right? short. We don't discriminate.
Or YouTube
or
short.
All of them. I diversify. Probably,
yeah, do it everywhere.
Or make it on your phone, and then you can put it on all three, and then don't do it in the app.
On MySpace.
Or on MySpace. Yeah, but we're going to
They don't know what MySpace is.
Tom's lonely over there. He needs people to come.
Well, I think, didn't Yahoo
You guys want to make my top eight, just so you know.
Wow. Only his Patreons do. The same people that are paying to get onto his clubhouse or whatever in Strikers. They're the only ones that are in his top eight. So if you have a fun memory from hanging out within the NPC community, the N64 Josh community over the last 5 years, talk about that. If you're brand new and you just have a gaming memory you want to share or something like that, do that. But just make sure to use the hashtag N64 Josh Day. And then I'm going to go through and like duet stuff and I'll be able to check them all out that way. So just make sure to use hashtag and
I got something Josh planned.
Day. Yeah. Do you? Okay. Yeah. I'm a little nervous, honestly, because I know we've had a bitter rival on TikTok. So, you know, this should be good. This should be real good. So other than that, Smash Bros. Tournament is happening end of this month. If you'd like to be a part of that, you can sign up at n64josh.com/smash. And now, speaking of Smash, Johnny, you've been playing Multiverse of Madness. Why don't you...
my favorite movie.
Right. Yeah. But you've been playing... What is this game even called? Something
it's called Multiverses. So it's
Multiverses.
Like,
okay.
Like Multiverses, plural. But like S-U-S, like
versus,
get it? Get it? It's a pun. It's a pun.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I was lucky enough to get an alpha key. I posted on Twitter saying I wanted an alpha key and somebody gave me one. So do that if you want one.
That works.
And Yeah, I was playing it. I played it for about 2 hours tonight, and it's a Smash clone. I think it's cleaner than Nickelodeon Brawl Stars, but I was also playing on PS5 as opposed to Switch, and we all know, like, Nickelodeon does not run that well on Switch. The character selection, the roster is hilarious. Like, we have Shaggy, we have the yellow dog from Adventure Time. I think his name's Jake. We got mm-hmm. Finn from Adventure Time, Arya Stark, Bugs Bunny, Wonder Woman, Superman. Like, the roster is just kind of...
Isn't Taz there?
Bonkers. Taz, yeah, Tasmanian Devil, Tom and Jerry, Steven Universe. I don't know.
James.
I wish they could. It's essentially Space Jam. Yeah. So they could. It's
they could. I don't think they could afford his rights.
So they're playing into the memes too. Like, Shaggy has Ultra Instinct. Like, that was a big meme back a while ago. I think when they were he was like taking on Thanos. Like, there was memes back in the day, and they just kind of implemented them into this game. I will say the controls are a little weird to get used to if you've played Smash Bros. And I also feel like you're pressing one button the whole time. Like,
doesn't Velma lose her glasses or whatever?
Oh yeah, Velma. Yeah, if you trip Velma, she loses her glasses. I forgot Velma was in this game. Like, what a weird character to have in a fighting game. And all she does is she yells at you. That's her attacks. She yells at you. And
she doesn't, like, take you out and smack you over the head with a magnifying glass. Like, that'd be
no. She yells at you, and she also puts you in a cop car. Like, you get arrested. Like, I think the charm is there. There's voice acting. Nickelodeon didn't have voice acting, and I think that took you out of it. And it was just it's fun to play. I'm actually decent at it right now because nobody's playing, so it's all scrubs, and they clearly have never played Smash Bros. I will say, why did they not put this on Switch?
Yeah.
Like, you make a Smash clone and you don't put it on Switch?
The biggest thing I see when I went, like, because I have Nickelodeon Brawl Stars or whatever, I've seen Rivals of Aether, however you say it, and, like, I've seen this now. Like, the production value in Smash for, like, the magnitude that your hits, like, feel just, like, on screen, even with, like, because I don't play with Rumble on Smash, so, like, just the visualization on screen makes you feel the weight of the hits. And all three of those other games, I feel like it's just, I don't know if floaty is the right word, it's just, it's flat, and it like, you don't feel like your character gets knocked back or hit with a powerful hit, and you fly across the screen, but it doesn't really have that visualization to it that, like, you're going this far. And I feel like Smash has that. So it's hard for me to get into these other fighters when they don't have, like, that clean, polished presentation that Smash has had for so long now.
A lot of it's audio. Like, if the audio is not on point for when the punches mm-hmm. hit, they sound it takes you out. Like, it really takes you out. I mean, it's like, as cheesy as it sounds, like those old, like the way punches used to sound in, like, 80s movies and stuff, where it was like I mean, do you remember, like, when you got in your first fight or whatever, and you're like, how come it's not making the same sound in the movies?
So, like, I will the so the sound design in this game is hilarious. Some of the characters, when they get, you know, knocked out, they're like, like, they make a really weird noise. Like, Batman makes this really obnoxious noise, and I'm like, that's so random. But I agree. I mean, it doesn't feel like...
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, there it is.
Like, Smash is probably the most polished platform fighter. Like, I think it will always be...
It's the platform fighter. Yeah.
But this one seems competent. It does seem like it has a lower skill gap than Smash Bros. Like, I think Smash Bros. You could get pretty technical. This one, you could do combos, but not I don't think you can do like zero to death combos.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard you talking about, and Nintendo has a weird control scheme. I feel like it feels off, but this one you said feels better than Nintendo.
Yeah, this one feels better. Takes a little bit to get used to because it has most of the controls of Smash, but not all of them. Like it doesn't have grabs. It doesn't have shield. It doesn't have grabs or block. So you only can dodge, and that's like that's one button. You know, your regular attacks is another button. Special attacks, a third button. So it's not. I don't think it's not hard to get your head wrapped around. But if you play Smash, it's gonna feel weird for a bit.
This is free to play, right?
Yeah, it's free to play. It's going to be on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. No Switch version. Doesn't make any sense.
Monetization could be scary, I guess, with that then.
The monetization, so the customization that I see looks awesome. Like, they have a battle pass in there. Since it's an alpha, they just have it like unlocked. Like, you could earn rewards. But the like the top tier reward is a samurai Batman costume. Hmm. Like these are the costumes in this game make me really wish Smash had better alternate costumes. They're not just color swaps. They're actual like full blown costumes. There's different ring out animations. Like I have a Porky Pig one. That's saying that's all, folks. When I knock a character out,
does he stutters it?
He doesn't say it. He doesn't say it, but like okay. It pops up and just says that's all, folks. You know, there's Game of Thrones banners and stuff. It's definitely a free to play game. There's going to be a lot of monetization. I'm hoping the characters are easy to unlock in the alpha. They are. It probably takes like an hour or two to unlock a character. It's not that.
So grindy. is there an in-game currency you're earning with each fight then, or?
Yeah. So there's coins. So there's coins, and every character right now costs 2,000 coins. You pretty much get coins for playing matches. You probably get like 100 coins a match. And then there's some challenges that give you more coins. The battle pass has challenges as well, and you could also earn just battle pass points by playing. So they are already better than Halo in that aspect. It kind of like it makes me think like if Nintendo were to do a free to play Smash Bros, this is what it would be. And I kind of am here for it. Like the customization just looks really cool. And we talked about this. I don't know if it was last week or a couple weeks ago when we were talking about free to play. And I want Nintendo to do stuff like this. I want a battle pass. I want these cool unlocks to work towards. You can also level up your characters, which get you more unlocks. So there's a lot to do in this game.
And we had a handful of you guys reach out in the Discord, and we're talking about our conversation last week about the free to play model and wanting to buy your game and have it be yours and not have to feel like a chore and all that kind of stuff. So if you got more to say, come talk with us in the Discord.
Yeah, it was really good conversation, honestly, like seeing everybody's like seeing some of the different perspectives and everything. And a lot of it boils down to like how much time do people have and, you know, how much are they wanting to commit to a game or whatever. And so but that's at the same time, I think that's where Nintendo can do like their $60 single player stuff, but like start putting some of that multiplayer into free to play, you know, like
but even if Nintendo continues to charge $60, I still want the carrot, you know, I still want stuff to unlock. Like for Smash Bros. Ultimate, all you're doing, the only thing you unlock are spirits, which I don't care about, and characters, which is just a grind. There's no specific challenges to do. You just
which
play
once
the
you
game.
Do it, you're once
yeah,
you
then you're done.
Do the characters, then you're done. Yeah.
And it's sad to say this, but like the free to play and the battle pass models, it feels like how old school games would allow you to unlock items in game. Mm-hmm. So like instead of paying to get challenges to unlock, you would just have these challenges that you can unlock special customization options, special characters. Like that's, I feel like we've shifted away from that. Like even Nintendo, you know, used to have to do special things to unlock characters in Smash Bros.
Speaking of that, like I need to put more time into Lego Star Wars because like they had an update a day or two ago that they're just throwing in like random capital ships that you can unlock in the game that you have to buy with like the studs currency that you have in the game. But like there's events that you fly around in like some of the free roam at a planet like in Geonosis or Coruscant, and one of these capital ships will show up and you attack it, and then you have a boss fight inside the ship, and then you have the option to then purchase it. So it's like it's a collectathon, but it's like they're adding interesting, neat stuff.
I mean, is it Nintendo that is like an accessibility thing for why we can't like unlock characters anymore? Because for some characters back in the day, you really had to do like specific things to unlock that character, and now it just seems like, yeah, we should just let everyone have the character.
You didn't like letting your GameCube run for 70 hours or something to get Mewtwo? I think
was it 70 or 24? I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember what it was. It was some. I remember leaving it on overnight, and I got Mewtwo.
I felt bad for my GameCube because I was like, I really hope I don't break it right now, you know.
But it wasn't just that. I mean, that was a cool.
I mean, the 64 wasn't. There were some hard unlocks on even on the 64, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Ness, I don't think Ness was one of them was tied behind Break the Targets, right? I don't even remember. That was so long ago.
Don't bring up Break the Targets.
What's wrong with Break the Targets?
No, I love Break the Targets. It's making me sad because we don't have it anymore.
Oh, I just want to hit that beanbag.
Yeah, we don't even have Home Run Derby in this.
Yeah,
one.
We do.
No.
Do we?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's buried in like
games.
A weird single play. Yeah, it's
Shows how much
trophies were like that too. You had to do specific things to get trophies.
Yeah, trophies were fun. They were a lot of fun.
Well, and there. I mean, there is that carrot on the stick in Smash and stuff because they have those specific. They do have specific. The mosaic or whatever that you're unlocking.
I've done a ton of that, I'm sure.
100%.
You probably done more than you think, and you just have to go look at it to claim it. Like,
oh, interesting.
But like now I'm mad at Nintendo for making these unlocks.
Wait, go ahead.
Nintendo, stop making the unlocks so easy. I'm not a child.
But Cheesy, I do think it is probably accessibility.
Yeah.
But like even Mario Kart, you just have to get coins. So there's no, well, I guess Mario Kart.
No,
does
there's
have
a skill gap
carrot
in that one. Cause you there for the full the gold, they could have made it harder. They made it, it's not easy, but they made it not as hard as they could have because it's what, just a star in all of the 200 CC and not 3-star. I think, right,
yeah,
Josh?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't do it.
There's one that's one of the three things is 10,000 coins, which is just time. And then the other one is beating all of the Nintendo ghosts in time trials, which you should do anyway, because it's a great way to learn the courses.
Yes. Yes. Agreed. Well, let's talk Fall Guys, shall we? We have a date.
That game's dead. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh. That's what I said while we were in the when we were in the green room. Was that
backstage?
We were in the green room. That's what I said. And you should have heard Johnny and Cheesy like, whoa. Like, you guys don't understand when I hear that term like dead game. Like, yes, if you can't find a game in an online lobby sure, maybe it's dead at that point. But
I do have a comment about that specifically.
Okay, go ahead.
So Vol guys dropped their players from 60 to 40, I think.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. And so I was playing on PlayStation 5. And whenever I tried to load into a game, it froze. I couldn't play. I played one round in a show, not the full show.
You didn't even play the full show. Okay.
I didn't play the full show. It just froze. So they better have this fixed by the time it comes to Switch. Because imagine if it can't run on a PS5, it's not going to be able to run on a Switch.
Cloud gaming, baby.
It's not cloud.
It'll probably be a cloud title on Xbox.
I think Cheesy has some strong feelings about this game. What are you thinking, Cheesy?
About this game? I love this game. I haven't played it in a really long time, but when it first came out, I was really what?
I thought you were gonna say I love this game. I've never played it.
Oh,
that's what I was waiting for. I'm like,
have you played it on PC before, Cheesy?
Yeah, and I was pretty addicted to it. Like, there were nights where I was staying up until like 3 to 4 in the morning because I just couldn't stop. Like,
it was the game of 2020, summer of 2020.
It is what Mario Party should be.
It is a great game. It's a great game. I agree.
Yeah, it's awesome. And to see everybody jump back onto it or play it for the first time, I think this game is going to be big for, I don't know how long, like a couple months maybe, but it'll be nice to see it get revived a little bit.
Yeah, I think the free to play is going to help it.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that was a big thing when Epic purchased the game. They've been working towards this since Epic made the purchase, and now they're going to be able to show it off.
Do you think, all right, so we've talked about two games today so far. Both of them are free to play. Is free to play the future? Like, because all the big battle royales are free to play. Yep. Halo has a free to play multiplayer.
Yep.
Like, are we shifting?
Star Wars has a free-to-play game coming to Switch.
That's something else we can talk about tonight, too, because that's going to be playable at Celebration in, like, six days is Celebration. I did see a tweet that said people at Star Wars Celebration are going to be able to play Star Wars Hunters.
Yeah. I want to back up a little bit for what Cheesy said. That this is what Mario Party should be. There are two Mario Party games on the Switch. Could the next one be a free-to-play Mario Party? Now, I've not played Fall Guys. I've watched some Fall Guys.
What a loser.
But everything Johnny talked about in the last segment about, like, just the unlocking costumes and everything. Can you imagine playing a Mario Party with 40 people where we're all running around in like tanuki suits and cat suits and every power up from the but throw it on every character. I want cat suit King Boo. You know what I mean? Like let's get super creative. I saw Crawler just smile right there as soon as I said that, because he's like, "Ooh, King Boo, keep going."
Well, think what they did in Mario Kart Tour. I mean, they have a variety of like
different versions of characters,
and like there was a Dr. Bowser and a Dr. Peach or something that just came out.
And Slime Climb, it's like some of these games that are in Fall Guys, like some of the newer ones are kind of hit or miss. I haven't played a lot recently, but like some of the classic stuff now in Fall Guys is like Slime Climb and like some of the final games like Hexagon and what's the jump one? The jump one is really fun too. But even the Mountain Climb, like those, and that's even down to like 10 to 12 people like that. That adds just pure chaos and craziness. And to have that in a Nintendo setting, I think would be fantastic.
I'm just thinking too, like imagine the the devs behind, you know, the Mario Party games, getting the freedom to like, yo, design something that is for 40 players. In some cases, they could literally take some of our favorites and just blow them up.
Yeah, amplify them.
You know, just blow it up and see what happens. Maybe certain modes are everybody versus everybody. Maybe others are like you get put into four different teams and you have to kind of coordinate and work together.
Oh, no. Team games are the worst on Fall Guys. They actually took them out of the main show because yeah. they're so bad.
I mean, soccer was okay, but that was...
Well, she's the expert on soccer now, so he wants that back.
but imagine if it was...
Tail tag was annoying. I didn't like tail tag.
Imagine it being a game. So what I'm picturing when I say the four, like to where it's four individual screens, not having to play as a team on the same board, but you're trying to complete the task at the fastest time. Right. So you're not interacting with the other teams necessarily.
Yeah. But you still have your team to worry about.
Still have the trolls. Yeah.
And, it's weird though. We're talking about it. And like one of the most popular or I guess people's favorite Mario Party is the second one. Do you know why?
No.
Costumes. And they didn't even do anything, but it's still added to the story of each board that they were on. Like, why did they get rid of that? That was sad.
People love cosmetics. People love it.
I know. People love cosmetics, and then they got rid of it for the third Mario Party, and then we never saw... Is two the one
where Mario's all dressed up on Western wear on the cover? Is that?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. He has the cowboy hat.
And then the pirate land and then the horror land. And like, I mean, they should just bring it back. And like, they kind of already had something that was related to Fall Guys with Mario Chase for Nintendo Land.
Oh, the Nintendo Land. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic idea when it comes to a Fall Guys style game.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, bring up Nintendo Land. This would work for Nintendo Land. If you want a new Nintendo Land instead of Mario Party, like this, you could have the mini games from Nintendo Land, and they could work in a battle royale type setting.
That's one of the more successful games from Wii U. So they should find a way to get that on Switch. I mean, they don't have a good way to do asynchronous. You'd almost have to, for some of those asynchronous games, you'd have to have a Switch Lite or a second Switch or something like that. But
I was thinking about Nintendo Land earlier today because it's just great. But like, what if we've been talking about Nintendo needing a exclusive game for their expansion pack or just something for online? Like, that could be it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I take that back. They already, you don't even need a second Switch. They already can connect to our phones well enough. And the Wii U wasn't the gamepad mainly used as touchscreen for a lot of those Ace 3v1 kind of games? Was it mainly touchpad stuff?
Those games.
No, on Nintendo Land?
Yeah.
Yeah, very little was touch. Well, the ones that we played anyway, Mario Chase, no touchpad, the Animal Crossing one, which was a ton of fun. And I can just imagine that like magnified where it's like Cops and Robbers, essentially no touchpad there. But really the reality is instead of porting Nintendo Land over, which I think would be really difficult, especially without having the camera and stuff, because that was kind of the camera was one of the things that was, I mean, it wasn't completely necessary, but it was fun watching whoever was playing Mario. You could see their face on the TV screen. You know, just
I do remember that.
Some fun stuff there, but like,
this thing had everything, huh? It's got a camera.
Microphone. Yeah, yeah. So
you was gyroscope. Way ahead of its time. Way ahead of its time.
But I mean, just taking those games and just making a Nintendo Land 2, right? That like the Luigi's Mansion game where one person's the ghost, have 15 people be ghosts on a massive board. You know, maybe it's a little more like third person instead of just top down or whatever, depending on and if you're playing as the ghost or if you're playing as the Luigi's or whatever. There was so much fun to be had there. Speaking of Luigi's Mansion, I mean, you have 8v8 multiplayer there. The games are super fun. And yet they're stuck to playing only on the couch. You can't, they're not even online.
It's a shame that we can't.
There are online games for that.
It's only four person and it's only
the Scream Tower or whatever. But
it's the Scream Tower where you're just trying to find the ghosts or whatever. It's not the eight person, because it's four Luigi's and four Gooigi's in the local, and you're what's the goal of that? Because I haven't had a chance to play it.
It's so much fun, you guys. I can't even really express it. Some of the most fun I've had on Switch multiplayer. And one of the modes is dodgeball. You're trying to suck up giant pieces of fruit, like a watermelon or an orange or whatever, and then shoot it across the to the other team. You can catch what they throw, or you know, maybe if you don't, of course you get out. But then there's also like some bombs that show up, and they're really, really fun multiplayer games. There's a lot that have to do with like being in your little floaty, and you got to dodge spikes and collect coins the whole time. Like, I know the minds at Nintendo.
They made their own like Mario Party game inside Luigi's Mansion that very few people get to take advantage of.
It's the best Mario Party games I've ever played, honestly. Like, there's really not many that miss. One of them is you're two teams of four, and you're just trying to hunt the most ghosts and slam them into the ground, and then I think they might drop gold or something. So whoever has the most gold ends up winning. I mean,
that's like a perfect example of Nintendo kind of giving us a great amount of stuff in what is mainly a single player game.
It was DLC though. We had to pay for it.
Was that like $10?
It was 20.
I think it was $20, and you did get the Scream Tower. So that gave you some online stuff.
I mean, that's what I did right around that time when that game came out.
And cosmetics. There were cosmetics in that game.
Yeah. Like, did you get the pompadour and make him like look Elvis, like Luigi, or make him look Elvis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. There's, because of games like that, like, when does Nintendo take the risk? You know, do they take it, or do they just keep riding? I mean, as long as investors are happy and profits are being made, that's the big thing. But like those numbers from last week, the 5 billion or the 5 billion versus the 2 billion or whatever, like,
I also saw another game going free to play, that Knockout City.
That game needs it though.
Yeah, that game, you want to talk about dead games? There you go. There's a dead game.
Yeah, I mean, that game launched dead on arrival pretty much. I think it was in Game Pass. It was a PlayStation Plus game of the month, but it still couldn't even draw users.
Yeah, I remember trying to get into it and have fun with it, but it just didn't do it for me.
I think games like that, they lend themselves to the free-to-play model, because you know, you need those carrots on the stick. So, and thinking of Nintendo, like, I would, if they did it with Mario Strikers, like, that would be really cool. But
I'm fearful of what they could do with Strikers and make it. I don't want, because again, it's, I feel like Nintendo's going to want their cake and eat it too. I feel like we talked about this last week. Like, I don't want to pay $60 for Strikers and then have them try to get greedy with a battle pass or something like that, where characters or like additional characters or something like that, that should have been in the game, especially with how lackluster the roster is appearing to be. With what, only 10 characters? Like, if it's going to be one thing, it needs to be like Pokemon Unite, where it's all in free to play. Like, and then your monetization is, I don't mind, like, I haven't spent a ton of money unlocking Pokemon in Unite, but like, you can earn the currency.
That's not where they make their money.
I know.
It's the $40
Lucario skin.
Yeah, it's the
battle passes and
the battle pass and the events. That's the thing. I like that there is cosmetic stuff that has no bearing on what you're doing, and I can still feel like I have a pretty well-rounded roster that I haven't had to buy that you can earn in-game currency. That's okay. I've done a few of those.
So apparently you brought this up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is how it's going to be moving forward, but there was a new Pokemon added. Espeon was added to Pokemon Unite. You cannot earn it with in-game currency.
Really?
You have to either buy... I think there's an event going on. You can earn it during the event. If not, you have to use real money to unlock it.
Oh, geez, so really?
And they're also going to add a subscription service. So I don't know if Pokemon Unite is the best model that we want to look at, because that one is...
Well, now it seems like it's starting to get a little greedy now. But
well, the other, I guess, example would be Mario Kart Tour, right? Like, do we have numbers on that and how well that's going? Because even though they're adding all these cosmetics and there's different like maps that you can play on or courses, are they doing well? Are people playing?
Mario Kart Tour was gross to me. Like when I saw content creators doing number breakdowns on the polls, and it was disgustingly low for what it should have been. It's pretty much straight up gambling, and certain states and countries have been making efforts to limit that kind of stuff. And the fact that the courses you raced had, you would do better, quote unquote, on them, because if the character wasn't favored on that course, you would only get like one item per item box versus the triple pull that you could have if you had the preferred character. Like that just screamed pay to win. And it was just a blatant cash grab. And that's what turned me off to Tour.
There are numbers on this.
Everything I'm pulling up is out of date.
This is as of May 5th, 2022.
Oh, okay.
So their biggest mobile game is Fire Emblem Heroes.
Shocker. I can put
this in the private chat, I guess. So that has 900. That's almost at $1 billion of revenue.
And that's going on like 4 years probably.
That's a gacha game. So there you go.
Yep.
Their second most popular or most revenue generating is Animal Crossing Pocket Camp at 276 million. Mario Kart Tour is at 270 million revenue. Then Dragalia Lost at 167 million. Super Mario Run at 87 million, which that was a one-time buy for $10 and be done. And Dr. Mario World is at 14 million, and that was shut down. So the ones that are
don't forget highest... Miitomo.
Miitomo's not on this list. It's not
That's so sad.
It only has 1.8 million from the chart I'm seeing right now. So,
there's
but then you also scroll down and you look at the downloads, though. Like,
yeah. So
Mario Kart, Super Mario Run had the most downloads, then Tour. So like they didn't make a ton of money, but they sold a lot of copies of Mario Run. Well, so the one-time purchase definitely doesn't make the investors happy, and it didn't make the consumers happy. A lot of people complained about it. I know I bought it when it was like half price on the App Store. I think I got it for like $5 versus the 10. I think there are transactions that you can do in Mario Run because you have to get rally coin or tokens or whatever. I don't know if you have to buy them or you just have to earn them by doing missions or something, but
I don't know. I haven't played these games since they were released. But Fire Emblem Heroes has the highest revenue, 983 million, only 18 million downloads.
Because it's gambling for those waifus.
Yeah, people want those waifus.
Dude, I would log into that game every day for like 3 years and not spend a dime and have like
and platinum points. Like,
I still have so many.
Now that we have weekly, I appreciate Nintendo doing the weekly challenges to get the 100 points or whatever, because if there was ever anything that popped up on my Nintendo that I wanted, I was like, well, I get to go grind out some Fire Emblem Heroes story missions for my 100 points every so often. Like, you got to do like 4 or 5 chapters to get enough points to get the N64 keychains or some of the other stuff that they've had on my Nintendo. That's been my go-to for that.
Okay, so I'm a math guy, right?
Well, you say you are, but it gets a little dicey when you're talking about taxes.
So I was I was wondering like what the revenue for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe would look like compared to Mario Kart Tour, and so you know 45 million copies sold of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
it doesn't really go on sale, so you can
$60. You're looking at $60. 2.7 billion dollars on one game.
plus potentially $25 for however many people want to do that, or a 60 a year. I mean, they're kind of baking. You can't quite go apples to orange, like apples to apples on that one. But if that's driving sales for people upgrading to the expansion pack, then that's definitely worthwhile.
Why aren't they trying to get more money out of those people? You know, they're spending all this time and effort to get money out of Mario Kart Tour people, and the return on investment can't be as high as it
they would reuse be. Those assets. They already got their return. They reuse those assets for us.
Yeah, but I want customization. I want some skins. I want some.
You want Mario in a kimono?
Yeah, I want. There's like gold characters. Well, I know we have gold Mario, but there's like gold, like all the characters in Mario Kart Tour, you could get gold.
And again, I mean, Mario Kart, they're already proving that with Tour, it does work, right? But what's crazy is that Mario Kart, the one game for Nintendo, now it's over a 5-year period, but it's one game, made more than all of EA's standalone games in 2021. Because they're at 2 billion for all their standalone games and 5 billion for their.
Is that including EA's gambling?
Well, I assume their games as a service that would include, like, I don't know how they figured those numbers out.
Because they make a stupid amount in Ultimate Team stuff in both Madden and FIFA, which they're not going to be able to call it FIFA anymore here in a little bit. But
look what Nate says. He says, we need Striker Battle Pass where we can unlock gloves, knee pads, and a shoe.
Stop playing Halo, Nate.
I love it. Oh, it's so good.
So I am not a math guy. I was in the No Kid Left Behind program, so that should tell you everything. I feel like Nintendo loves their $60 games. I mean, if we look at Tropical Freeze, that was a $50 game on the Wii U. Then it came to Switch, and they bumped it up to $60. Like,
Funky is worth $10. Let's not go there.
All right, so he's worth $10. There you go. I'm just saying, like, they could do a battle pass, but why can't it just be part of the expansion pack? Like, if they are wanting more subscribers, that would be an easy sell for them to. And I know investors probably wouldn't like that. And, you know, you're giving away free assets. But
I think they would like that. I think people want subscribers. Like, I think that's the model.
Well, then that's what they should do. I don't think we should have to pay extra for season passes and stuff like that. If we're already paying, you know, and it's not a lot, but like $50 a year, some people are paying $80 a year. I was going to say any names, but you know,
160 here.
It just makes sense to just have it part of their expansion pack. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that we're getting Switch Sports Resort that's going to be part of the expansion pack. Like, that's going to be
hopefully.
Part
of, yeah, I hope so.
I finally bowled. I just want you guys to know.
Oh yeah, you're week long with people. Like,
did you get the squirrel?
Here's what I did. I bowled, and I played Home Run Derby with my dad, and that was all the gaming I did. I brought Kirby, Pokemon Arceus, Octopath Traveler. I left Triangle Strategy. I brought Xenoblade. I'm like, I'm gonna go hard on these games. Nope. My Switch sat in the dock with the NES controllers charging in case my dad wanted to play.
Do you feel this? We were discussing this in the green room about a topic.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your gaming has lessened or changed, or like are you in a gaming mood right now, or where's your head at?
Yeah, I am in a full on create mode right now. So to sit and just consume something does not really interest me right now. Like I went live one time while I was on vacation on playing DS games, right? Because it draws people in. And so that was fun. That was fun. That was the extent of my playing alone. Everything else was with people, which was fine. I went and bought the show just to play Home Run Derby with my dad.
You bought it on Switch?
Because
you didn't want to do cloud gaming? You said the internet's not great out there.
It's actually better. My nat type was B, so I know for next time I could actually like race Mario Kart with people and stuff, but it used to be like D, so it was horrible. But yeah, I'm definitely in a mode right now, or in a like just a season where like I love talking about games. I love the hype around them. I'll still try to play a little bit of Halo. I'm racing Mario Kart on the regular. It's not like there's not a, like I'm gaming for up to 3 hours a day, maybe more, right? It's not like I'm not playing through games. I'm not like gaming feels like work, and I'm not saying work in a, like, I don't look at work as a bad thing whatsoever. Right. Like a lot, some people think it's like, I had to get sick on vacation to actually relax, because I was still up at 6 at the gym for 2 hours, like just going like typical me. And I don't know, like gaming 3 hours a day still seems like a lot, right? So like to then like sit and play something else, I'm like, no, I got thumbnails to make, or
pull up your newsletter, and how many hours of Mario Kart did you play last month?
Let's see. I don't even know where they send that, because I don't usually get it. So give me a second here to pull it up. But
I mean, because Mario Kart was my most played game last month.
Well, you could check on the Switch. Wii U. Wii U Switch. I played a lot of New Super Mario Bros. DS last month. Let's just.
Is there game time on Wii U?
Yeah, it has play activity.
That is true.
And it tells you about months. But I mean, I understand where you're coming at, because I'm the same way. Like I was playing this Multiverses, not because I wanted to. Well, I did want to, but I'm like, I can make content out of this.
It's the hotness like, for this week.
That's all I think about now. Like I'm not playing games for fun. I'm not playing games for myself. I'm playing games in a way that I think could benefit my content. And I think that's where a lot of content creators struggle. Plus, I mean, there's nothing really. Since Kirby came out, I beat that in like 20 minutes or something.
I 100%ed that one so fast.
There's more content in Kirby that I have yet to. I haven't done any of the post game. I know there's post game. I haven't done any, but I did.
And I thought Switch Sports was gonna, you know, grab my attention, and it just hasn't. So
I play Switch Sports from my desk, which is weird, but I play. Badminton and volleyball and bowling's hard for my desk.
Jeezy's trying to go pro.
Yeah, he's a pro.
What rank are you in soccer?
Is there anything above A? Is there S rank?
A is the highest that you can go, but then it's like, I think right now I'm A23, but you can boost that up. And I don't know if it just goes to 99 or what, but it just is like number wise after that.
Is that only soccer? Do you have any ranks in anything else?
No, I mainly have just been playing soccer. I love that mode so much. I think it's very Nintendo, very wacky. I wish that it was longer, or that that was a game in itself, like that there were, again, like more cosmetics, or, you know, there's like special things that you could do. But I guess that's what Strikers is for. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm ranked, they're mostly E ranks or whatever, the first rank in everything but Chimbara.
Chimbara sucks, that's why.
Yeah, I don't want to play that. All that's I do is just good. Swing wildly, because it's...
People love Chimbara, and I don't get it, because that is just not fun to play.
That wasn't fun on Wii Sports Resort. It wasn't... Was it even called Chimbara on Wii Sports? It was called, like...
No, Sword Play.
No, but Wii Sports did have a... Wii Sports Resort had, like, a mode where you were kind of on a quest, and you would go and fight everyone that was, like, in your way. Do you guys remember that?
It was like a little... Cool. Honestly, I bought that game and I got the Wii Motion Plus that came with it. I barely played Wii Sports Resort.
So there would be like different Miis that would come up against you and you would have to fight them off. And as soon as you did, you were on the next path to somewhere else. And it's like on Wahoo Island. So you get like a pretty sunset as you're fighting them. And yeah, it was super cool.
You know what I did like about Switch Sports, I don't know, I think you have to play three sports online, but then you have the option to select up to three sports, and then just like it would randomly choose.
Well, you can do that in this game too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I like about this game, where you could select, you know, bowling, tennis, and badminton, and you don't know which one you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're being raided, but I can't tell.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's definitely a raid happening on Twitch right now. Guys, I looked everywhere for that email. I cannot find it. So to see how much.
Just know it was a lot. Just know it was a lot. More than.
Yeah.
More than an hour.
More than an hour. That is very true. So welcome on in, Raiders. We're doing the Nintendo PowerCast live right now. So glad you're here. Thank you for stopping by. And maybe we can get it. Maybe one of the mods in chat can shout out the streamer that just raided us here. I'm trying to get my Twitch panel open because I'm just looking at Restream chat. Let me see here, you know, real quick. Go ahead, Cheesy.
Switch Sports maybe is not doing a whole lot than like what we thought it was going to do. But if we're going to start talking about Nintendo giving updates and, you know, like, free stuff, they're doing pretty good with Switch Sports.
Yeah, I'm impressed by it. I'm wondering how long they can sustain it, and if it's going to repeat, or are they driving FOMO with this? Like, they have it going away.
I do want Squirrel.
I've been earning stuff as we go. I've completed the soccer one, which, so I'm on to the squirrel thing. I think I have like five or six left in the squirrel before I unlock the squirrel, but the squirrel is nightmare fuel. I mean, playing volleyball against the squirrel is pretty scary.
This week's pretty cool. It's a ninja set.
Oh yeah. That came out tonight, right? They come out on Thursday nights.
They're doing it's already refreshes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more than Halo's doing.
Ouch. Ouch. So, Crawler, you mentioned too, kind of being in the same, right? Kind of being in the same.
Yeah, I mean, I got a external hard drive with power for my Wii U. I've downloaded some stuff. I haven't spent a lot of time playing some of the stuff I bought. I bought it just to buy it. I bought Wave Race 64, so expect that to come to Expansion Pass for Nintendo Switch here sometime soon, since I spent $10 on that. But I have like the NES Remix stuff that I want to play. There's some other stuff I've bought, but I haven't really been playing. I have been playing Switch Sports a little bit, but it's kind of been Halo is what I focus on if I am playing anything. But otherwise, I'm spending stupid amounts of money on Lego and doing that, and I have plenty to build that I haven't, but like that's what I've been enjoying more so. It's like physically doing something versus passively kind of playing games or whatever. I don't know, but it is also thinking about content, because starting that a little bit. Like my content creation has mainly been a talking head on a podcast, and I've been branching out doing TikTok. So if you don't follow me on TikTok, go follow me on TikTok so I can do, start doing lives and stuff like that. I know we got to do that. So yeah, I mean, but that's what has been fun is like you said, it's creative. It's, I'm trying to think of things to do. I randomly saw, just trying to jump on like the TikTok trends and stuff. And like, I saw something stupid that my Hylian Shield 2DS can sell for like $1,500 on eBay or something like that. So I was like, well, I'll do the, I have two of these TikTok meme and that's done. Okay. But like, that's kind of what I've been spending my time, like kind of consuming YouTube and TikTok and other things to get ideas.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, the other thing is I'm working on an album, you know, so I'm writing music and trying to get
Meyer Muse.
You were for Uncut Gems, but other than that,
Okay.
hopefully a few people got that one. if you're on TikTok, you probably heard the sound. But yeah, so it's just, I mean, but what's great is I feel like a year ago or a little over a year ago or a little less than a year ago, whatever, you know, we were struggling to like get like, and I'm almost like, I'm like, is this a natural season that like, I've never really tracked it, but I kind of wonder if there's like, I feel more motivated than I've ever felt for just creating, for content creation, for everything. And like, even if I'm not playing as much, I still get hyped for the news. Like I still get hyped. Like when we have another, the E3.
Yeah, I mean, we're anticipating that being stuff, what, like, June 14th. I mean, the Tuesday after Xbox, I'm in my head, I'm planning on taking that Tuesday off of work. Like I probably need to put it, but I wish they would announce it so that I can like,
right.
Actually, yeah. Put it in, tell my boss that I'm not going to come into work and be done for that. Like, but I'm banking on that. Like I'm excited for Xbox news. I think there's going to be some day and date stuff that they release on that Sunday, and PlayStation's probably got something around the corner, 'cause they have the release of their very weirdly titled and priced, subscription service thing going live here in a little bit. But I mean, we have it is the season where they're not going to tell us about stuff because we're in a lull for the buildup of what is kind of the Super Bowl of video game news. And now it's not an event, it's individualized stuff for the last 2.5-3 years, whatever it is. And so it kind of makes it less hype, but we have Jeff Keighley's thing, I think, is the Thursday before the Xbox stuff, I think, right? The 9th.
Well, then, so we I have, mean, does that go Summer like Game Fest. For 3 months? Yeah.
Well, he has like a presentation.
No, he has a presentation. Summer Game Fest and then Game Awards are his like two babies now.
Yeah. Okay. So he, because I remember last year, I think it went for like 3 months and it felt like a lot, you know, and also didn't know where to watch these announcements or
he had a presentation last year, but it was a little elongated.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, I hope it's, and that's the complaint about Game Awards, and that's the complaint about Summer Game. Like he's got I think he's still balancing a little bit. Game Awards, I think, has gotten better. But it is, you can see that Game Awards is still just a giant commercial, and it's less sizzle reel and more paid commercial.
Which, keep which, the lights on.
Yeah, you know? He's got a lot of people to employ. I mean, what he's doing is pretty incredible for just kind of what he's built from the ground up.
But he's had some big gets, like.
He had Elden Ring. He had the last year.
Yeah, Elden Ring for gameplay reveal. And I think, I don't know what else he had. He just claimed to anything that was announced in the summer, he just claimed that it was his announcement.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, the thing for me right now too is what gaming is doing is it's allowing me to meet so many incredible people, right? Like when I fire up the DS or the Wii U and go live on TikTok and 60,000 people are coming through and like I'm interacting with anywhere from 200 to 2000 people at a time. Like it doesn't get any better than that. Like I don't need to play anything else to like get that dopamine hit. You know what I mean? Like I'll play this Wanted game until the, till the end of time. Like I don't even, and people ask me, they're like, how can you? And I'm like, I'm not even playing the game. Like I'm playing, but like,
you know the patterns at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Because I do the same thing. Like I play those mini games too. And you're playing it very passively. Because like it's not hard. The game's not hard.
The best was the night when Josh got banned, and I think it was that night you knew where Luigi was, but you just baited chat for engagement and you shot up to like 2,000 people in the live because the chat was flying a mile a minute with people yelling at you where Luigi was, and you knew where he was the whole time.
Yep.
You took the timer down to like 5 seconds just for the engagement. And it was hilarious.
Oh yeah. And everybody's like, my anxiety, you know? And then Nikki's like, it's okay. He's a professional. That's what she typed that in chat the other day. I was cracking up. I loved it. But that's the thing. Like these killer relationships have been formed, and like this community is being built around these things, and like racing Mario Kart all the time. Yeah. It's the same kind of thing. I could probably race the majority of these tracks with my eyes closed, but like knowing if I don't get first, then everybody cheers. And if I do get first, they throw tomatoes at me now, like in the chat. Like there's these different things happening within the community that just make this so much more fun. So it's not like, yes, do I miss single player games? Sure. Like I would love to sit and maybe stream Xenoblade and get through it. But like at the same time, I would kind of, I'd much rather play Mario Kart and chat. There's the tomato, right? Right there from Nate. So I would much rather just have tomatoes thrown at me and win at Mario Kart and say, GG, good race, everybody. And watch everybody be like, boo, you know, like,
just I don't know. Imagine how many games you could have beat in the time that you played.
I really want you to find that newsletter before next week so we can hear how many hours you played last month.
It's I'm the same way. I don't really play anything offline.
It's like, time consuming. I mean, I think what it is like we have so much content that is just thrown in our face today. And it's not even just gaming. It's like, what's the newest show? What's the movie that's coming out? And like, we all get excited and we talk about these things online, but then we have a game that definitely is going to take more than 2 hours to play. And we're like, do we have that time to play it and experience it? And I think where I get a little fatigue, I guess, is trying to figure out which games I'm going to stream on Twitch or which games I'm going to play and experience for myself. And now I'm also on TikTok. I'm streaming on TikTok now. So it's like, okay, I got to figure out what game works there. And I played Superliminal last night. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's basically this super trippy puzzle game that's about lucid dreaming. I played it all in one sitting and it was like at 1 o'clock by the time I finished it and I was done streaming. And I was like, well, this is probably a bad game to play right before I go to sleep. I'm happy that I got to play that. And I really want to play Braid. We talked about that last week. Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome. So
good.
It's like, you know, we have backlogs or we have our favorite shows that we like to watch or favorite movies. But if we don't go and experience the next thing, or not even so much for clout, right? It's just to give us something to play and love. Because when we're doing content creation, and I think anybody can tell you, no matter what their niche is, they get tired of it because that is what they have to do to stay relevant.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we talk about, like, for just this show, like, we feel like if we haven't played something, then it's like, what are we, like, even before we started this show, we've managed to fill an hour and 5 minutes with not really talking about, I mean, I guess Johnny just played something today that we talked about, but, like, anything new and relevant that we've, there is nothing really, and besides Switch Sports, but, like, we filled a lot of time talking about something, but normally we feel obligated to play something just so we can talk here once a week. But I know that all of us look forward to podcast night because it's just getting to sit around and talk and make content.
Well, three of us feel the urge to play the most recent games. So we're knowledgeable enough to have an educated discussion. I won't say who the fourth one is.
One of these things is not together.
Also, you said educated. I don't know if you listen to our podcast or not.
Love it. I love it. Well, that's going to do it. You guys, thank you so much for hanging with us. If you're here with us live, we love you. If you're listening to this after the fact, we're sorry. We're a day late. I was on vacation.
These guys
were nice enough to wait a day.
Who knows how much of it would have been without you here, because it would have been Johnny or me running the helm, and
yeah,
I don't know how well Restream would have worked with us running it. So
it would have been great.
Why we pay you the big bucks. We'll add a zero to your paycheck for the you perfect. Pressing the buttons.
We have perfect. One last order of business before you end. All right.
Okay.
So there's a bet.
Okay.
Oh boy.
There is a bet.
Cheesy put a call. Was that Cheesy or you that put the call out on Twitter?
Cheesy did.
Okay.
But I retweeted.
We need to bet something, right?
So we need stakes for our bet. The bet is Cheesy believes Splatoon 3 will sell more than Splatoon 2 in what do we say? A year?
I think we'll say 6 months.
All right, 6 months. And I am taking the under. So we need stakes. Cheesy doesn't want to do the one chip challenge again.
It's what, 13.1, right? Isn't that what?
Right now it's 13.1. I think that's the number.
I think that's the parameter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 13.1 million. Definitely selling under that in 6 months. So what do you want Cheesy to do?
Oh, great. We're going to hit this recession. It's going to kill game sales.
Yikes. But it does have a holiday in there. It does have a holiday in there. That's Christmas.
Cheesy just got nervous.
I'm already nervous.
I think Twitter made him nervous.
Twitter made a good point. I don't remember who it was, but they were saying that, like, by the, it's a sequel, it's also the end of the Switch's life, and that Breath of the Wild 2 is probably not going to make as much as it did, you know, and it's, I don't really care. I just am happy that Splatoon is coming out, and I want to see it. I want to see me be right that it is going to be big, and that would mean big things for the series. So either way, if I lose, whatever, we get Splatoon and people are happy, hopefully.
I got the stakes.
Oh no. All right, what is it?
Winner gets to take over the loser's TikTok for a day.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Johnny's got some haters, so watch out.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
You guys think about it. You don't have to make a decision right now. We'll get some more feedback from Twitter and Discord and everything, but somebody said get a Hello Kitty chair, you know, or maybe shave your head, you know.
You can shave beards. I think Cheesy doesn't usually have a beard all the time. I do.
It's something there. No,
that's not what I meant. You have facial. I'm just saying you don't have it all the time. You shave it sometimes, and you can shave your head. I'll shave my beard. That's the stakes.
You can shave your head, Johnny. We'd never know.
Yeah, nobody would know.
Yeah.
I'll just hide this.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening, for being here. We appreciate you. We'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, everyone.